This morning we have June Tinsler. She's from Bernardo's. She's the head of advocacy. And she's talking to us today about child protection and now a statutory responsibility for those working with children. So, June, could you start us off with telling us a little bit about Bernardo's?
Sure, yeah. Bernardo's works with, has 40 projects across the country. We're based in areas of disadvantage. We work directly with families and their children, offering very practical family support work to improve parenting capacity. We work directly with children in order to improve their own social and emotional well-being. We also offer kind of some breakfast clubs, after-school clubs, and then we run some specialised services such as a bereavement service as well for children.
That's fantastic stuff. So can you tell us what happened on the 11th of December there with Bernardo's and the Child First Act, I believe?
Sure. The Children First Act came into effect, and essentially what that means is that now there's a legal obligation on individuals who are working directly with children to report any concerns they have about that child's welfare and protection to TUSLA, which is the Child and Family Agency. Up to this point in time, the Children First guidelines would have been in effect, and it now is placing them on a statutory footing.
Okay, and can you tell us a little bit of TUSLA, if you don't mind?
This agency was set up in 2013, and its remit is to respond to child welfare and protection concerns. The majority of its staff would be social workers or social care staff, and they work directly with families to try and support them through whatever crisis they're going through, or if a child needs to be taken into care, liaises with foster parents and all that kind of stuff to support the child in that new environment. And the obligations under this law is now stating that TUSLA must respond to these queries promptly and effectively in order to address any concerns that might be arising because of the report that has happened.
Okay, so it puts child safety first, obviously, as I'm sure Bernardo's always has, but this actually puts it into an act, so it means that it has to be appropriated by government law as well, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, this is something that Bernardo's and many others have been long-time campaigning for, because we certainly believe that child protection is everybody's responsibility. Mm-hmm. And as I said, for some professionals, it won't be a huge change because they've already been adhering to the Children First guidelines. But it's just now putting it up onto a statutory footing and basically imposing the hand of the law, saying this everybody has an obligation and a role to play in this. It also puts an obligation on agencies and organisations that are working with children to draft their own child safeguarding statement, which is basically a risk assessment and stating that the agency will apply different rules and regulations to offset any of those risks. And that child safeguarding statement must be public, so any parent who has a child in a childcare setting, or any person who's attending a doctor's surgery or a school or whatever, all of those organisations will now have to have a child safeguarding statement.
Well, that's fantastic. I suppose it makes sense. And as we know in our history, children have had a bit of a rough time of it in the past, you know, so to put something in place that's actually going to protect them constantly is a fantastic idea altogether, yeah, I have to say. And how do you feel about people who are working in the children's environment felt about it coming in? Like, would they have felt it pressurised the job, or would you imagine?
Well, I think that, as I said, it won't ultimately change a huge amount for some professionals who are already adhering to Children First guidelines. Mm-hmm. It will place an additional responsibility on some new professionals, definitely. And I do think that it will take a little while to embed that into the culture of that profession. Mm-hmm. Because, as you rightly say, children historically might not have been seen as a priority concern.
Indeed,
And we're now beginning to shift that, both through our legislation, but I do think that it requires a bit of a culture shift as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think it's fantastic. And as we know, like, I'm a parent myself, and children these days are the centre of our world compared to what they were in the past. You know, they were seen and not heard kind of thing. How do you think the shift has affected parents as well? I imagine, like, parents feel differently about it when they send their children into school, and what kind of powers they have.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is something that parents will welcome, and I think that it will, as I said, take a little while to bed down. And I think we need to instill trust, and the only way we can create that environment of trust is when the services that our children are with and that the and TUSLA are able to work collaboratively and respond to concerns in a very proportionate and effective manner. Mm-hmm. And I know there might have been concerns, and possibly still are concerns, that TUSLA mightn't be able to adequately respond to queries that are coming in. Now, I know TUSLA have introduced a training pack to in order to upskill professionals to help them along the road here, and they're actively recruiting for new staff to help meet demand in this area. So, as I said, it'll take time, but I do think it is something that parents ultimately will welcome.
Absolutely. No, I agree. I absolutely agree. As far as our children's safety is concerned, it's paramount, especially for the future of Ireland and the world. So have you any plans for Bernardo's over the Christmas? Because as I'm sure you're a very busy company at the moment.
Yes, Christmas is crazy busy for us at the minute, but mm-hmm. it always brings me such joy as well, because while Christmas is such a time to be with family, it's certainly a time to celebrate children mm-hmm. And celebrate childhood. Many of our projects would have had visits from Santa, we're, from a fundraising point of view, we're running this Gifts for Good promotion this year, where we're asking people to donate money to Bernardo's for us to be able to buy very practical items for children. Things like pajamas and food and those kind of very household items, essentially. And I suppose we're very conscious as well of the families that we're working with who are living in hotels and B&Bs
and
family homes.
Absolutely, yeah, I was going to say that.
Yeah, and I suppose it's a very concerning time for them, and mm-hmm. certainly for those children who are unsure of where they're going to be sleeping next week.
Gosh, yeah.
And whether Santa is going to be able to find them. Mm-hmm. And it is a worry for those children.
It'd be a huge worry, I'd imagine, to a child where Santa's going to get into wherever they are, of course. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, very much so. And I suppose it's important to reassure those children that Santa will find them, as he always does, and
very
that their parents are doing the very best they can in such difficult circumstances.
Brilliant. And Jim, can you give us a little bit of information on how people, because it's still early, we still have a few more days, a few more sleeps before Santa comes. Can you give our listeners maybe an idea of where they can respond to that donation, where they can give the donation to Bernardo's?
Yeah, happily. All the information on our Gifts for Goods is on our website, bernardos.ie.
Gifts for Goods.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Okay, Gifts for Goods. And what I'll do is I'll reiterate that a little later on. June, it's been an absolute delight to listen to you here on our radio station. This is Near FM Northside Today. And that was June Tinsley from Bernardo's. Thanks a lot, June.
Thanks very much for having me. Happy Christmas.
And you too. Happy Christmas and a good new year. And good luck with everything over the season. Take care.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
June. Bye-bye.